Okay, Twang Trust, here we are. Hour two, well underway. 10 minutes after the hour of seven. And yeah, stay tuned, stay tuned. We're going to be devoting just as much time and energy as it warrants to that whole Springsteen-Schialfa marriage controversy that's going on. I don't know if you'd be living under a rock if you haven't heard about it. The rumors and the allegations and all like that. We're going to be delving into that in a big way very soon, very soon. Stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, punk rock cover night continues here on the Twang Trust. And, well, jeepers, here's a song from the album of the year, as far as I'm concerned. Mr. Bob Delavante. Finally, we got a new one from Bob. The only Bob that matters, if you ask me. Columbus and the Colossal Mistake, a collection of songs and photographs. He's a photographer now. He's actually into graphic design and photography since the Delavantes broke up. He spends more time doing that than music, but he still does music, and it's great. He actually gets some photos with this thing, and one of them is a picture of the casino in Asbury Park. It's really cool. But anyways, Bob, what a guy. He does a cover tune on here that is unbelievable. It's a great album, but this thing is just so over the top and amazing that we have to play it pretty much every week here. And this week, well, no exception. Here it comes, Bob Delavante.
Thank you. right, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
We're going to do a country western song for you.
Harvest Moon Festival in Clearwater, Manitoba. Delight in local food and crafts. Taking a nature walk and a farm tour. There'll be activities for the kids such as donkey rides and a giant labyrinth. Featuring music from Rami Mays, DJ Honeycutt, Mama Cutsworth, Geek Street Man, Maestro Iwascaro, and more. Tickets available at Mondragon, Organic Planet, and Organza. For more information, visit HarvestMoonSociety.org. See you in Clearwater, September 15th to the 17th.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
The West End Cultural Center and CKUW 95.9 FM present Greg McPherson, Friday, September 8th at the West End Cultural Center. Doors open at 7:15. The show starts at 8. Tickets are $10. Available at the West End, Ticketmaster, Into the Music, Music Trader, or Mondragon. That's Greg McPherson, Friday, September 8th at the West End.
I'm a bit part actor. I'm a face in the crowd.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart girls know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. It's because I'm all alone. Ooh, baby, you're not at home. big deal, I'm still alone.
Still, we don't know how Steve did it. Chestnut, you know what you're listening to. Twang Trust.
It's true. You are. That was Tommy Womack we just heard from his album Positively Na Na. And whatever happened to Cheetah Chrome? Well, happily, he's alive and well and living in Cleveland. It's true. Yes. Not sure what he's doing, but he is alive and well. Before that, Ronnie Spector. You can't put your arms around a memory. We can't say the same as far as being alive and well about Johnny Thunders or Joey Ramone. Joey Ramone was actually on that track. Did you hear him wailing away there at the end? It's true, Joey Ramone. He was big buddies with Ronnie Spector. And, of course, that song being a Johnny Thunders classic. Going back a ways. That was from Ronnie Spector's little EP called She Talks to Rainbows. She does a Ramones cover on her brand new album, which I'd have brought if I'd have been thinking. But I wasn't, and I didn't. But it was all Ramones covers we heard before that. We heard John Hiatt doing a live version of I Want to Be Sedated from Chicago in 1995. Did you hear me in the audience? I yelled out at some point. You can hear me real close if you're listening. It's I was actually there. It's true. The Vidalias before that from their album, what's it called? Staying in the Doghouse. Yes, the Vidalias. Great band that nobody knows about, but they do a wonderful version of the Ramones' Questioningly on that album. Their second. And at the very top of that set, Mr. Bob Dilavante from his brand new album, a wonderful thing it is, Columbus and the Colossal Mistake. We heard his version of the Ramones' Blitzkrieg Bop. Yes, indeed. Punk rock cover night here on the Twang Trust. In addition, of course, we'll be talking very soon about that whole Springsteen-Skelfa marriage controversy. Yeah, we've got folks standing by on the phone, long distance from New Jersey. We're going to be talking to them, analyzing the whole thing, spending just as much time on it as that whole subject deserves. Yes, certainly. So stay tuned for that. Until then, yes, the punk rock covers continue here on the Twang Trust. And we did this a little bit last week. We're going to do it again just because I played this replacement set last week. In honor of these new songs coming out on this compilation album. Yes, brand new music from The Replacements. Who'd have thunk it? I mean, sort of, I guess. It's Paul and Tommy. And Chris, like, hit something or leans against a wall during the songs. Apparently. He doesn't actually play drums anymore. He doesn't do it. He's an artist now. So he doesn't play drums. So he didn't feel right doing it because his chops just weren't there. But he wanted to be included, so he leaned against a wall, I think, in the studio while they were recording these two songs that are on this compilation album called Don't You Know Who I Think I Was? And, of course, the question is, are these two songs up to snuff? Do they hold up the Replacements' legacy and all like that? Do they deserve to be there? And, of course, Replacements fans for ages have been going on about how lame Paul Westerberg is and how crappy his solo albums are and stuff. But for my money, if you take all the best stuff off his solo albums, there's at least an album as good as, well, maybe not as good as Let It Be, but certainly as good as Tim, if you ask me personally. And, in fact, they actually released something like that just last year, as a matter of fact. A thing called The Best of Paul Westerberg. It's called Besterberg. And there's some unreleased stuff on there, too. And we're going to hear something from there, which actually I think is 100 times better than these two new songs on the compilation, which are okay. But we're going to hear this thing called Come On, Come On, Come On, which is just, it's amazing. If you love The Replacements, you're going to love that song for sure, for sure. And we're going to hear one of those brand new tracks from that Replacements compilation album, and we'll hear a couple of covers, and who knows what else we'll throw in this set. But we're going to start off, actually, with the guy we just heard, Mr. Tommy Womack. We're going to do another album of his here. We're going to delve into a record called Circus Town, and on it there's a track, well, Well, it's just the perfect introduction to this next little set. You'll see why.
Played rock and roll. They were the last of a dying breed. Damn the torpedoes ties. They could really let it be. They weren't afraid of anything or anybody. Like skinny little dogs in a cage. They get drunker than you've ever gotten in your entire life. Have another drink on top of that one and walk right out onto the stage. I first went to see him, cause Jeff Sweeney said I should. It was Cantrell's in January. They were in. Lead guitarist was naked. They'd all had too much beer. They had marshals turned up to 10, which ordinarily wouldn't be such a bad thing, but they were trying to tune up by ear. So I gave them another chance at the shed, opening for Petty. What could go wrong? Well, this time they were wearing dresses, drinking whiskey, and never finished a song. So now I'm angry, cause money don't grow on trees. Standing out in the parking lot with tickets for the next night already in my hands, thinking to myself, geez, what am I gonna do with these? So I went, largely to say I was there. Drove home white knuckle, straight jacket, dumbass blind. They were the greatest rock and roll band I ever did hear. Had to look twice to make sure it was the same guys. An astonishing transformation from pupa to butterfly, Saul to Paul, cougar to Mellencamp. Like crawling inside of exile on Main Street and pulling never mind the bullocks up to your chin like a sonic quilt. They were nice guys and they were dicks. You wouldn't know what they'd do. One show might run 25 songs and alter your perspective, and the next might fall apart before it got to number two. But folks come out to see them, if only to say they saw them before they were dead. And others to see if they could be anywhere near as good or as bad as everybody else said. They snorted lines and lost their minds and notched their guns all over the sphere. Got to where they couldn't tell you what day it was, what month it was. They couldn't even zone in on a year. They puked in their hands and tossed it on the ceilings of dressing rooms on tour. And college rock and roll journalists wrote it all down. Truth, lies, they weren't sure. They burned every bridge they didn't blow sky high. Then started pissing off each other too. It was brother against brother then. And not enough drugs to do. Couldn't do much else. That way of life is a flaming star that grows real big and red and giant, and then it falls in on top of itself. Chris, he's a painter now, solo artist. He's cool. Slim Dunlop is the proof of the existence of God, a guitar genius, a role model, a credit to the gene pool. Tommy moved to California to work for Axl Rose. I think he should team up with Slash and form Slash and Pop. They'd rock the house, they'd sell tickets, it'd be the most. Paul is in the basement, writing ballads, drinking old dude. Bob is up in heaven, shooting speed, smoking cool. The Replacements played rock and roll. They were the last of a dying breed. Damn the torpedoes types. They could make you holler, make you sweat. They knew only women bleed. They were Charles Bukowski with Watts and Vomit. You paid and you took your chance. Cause when they were good, when they were, you ever seen God dance? He'll show you a step or two, Michael Flatley. The Replacements played rock and roll.
Now, here, I'm going to throw a curveball at you.
All right.
You may say no, but I remember reading a live review of a show of yours this a couple of years ago, I guess, and it mentioned you doing a cover of The Replacement Skyway.
Oh, wow. We are so close to Minneapolis, too, aren't
That's true.
Yeah, I know that one. I can't remember what key I played in it. I'll try it in G. You take the skyway high above that busy little one-way, where the place I catch my ride most every day, it's warm up inside, sitting down and waiting for a ride up in the skyway. You know the words too?
Oh, man.
Oh, then one day. I'll just kind of mix it up.
We'll fix this in editing.
Yeah, right. All in one day. Did I sing this part already?
I think so.
I saw you walking down that little one way, in my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street to take the skyway. Well, it don't move at all like a subway. It's got bombs when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside, sitting down and waiting for a ride up in the skyway. Skyway.
Skyway. Listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Ahoy!
Got anything to say to anyone anymore? That's right. Twang Trust is over for another week, kids. That, of course, Paul Westerberg and his grandpa boy guys from the album Mono, AAA. Before that was brand new music from Miss Joan Jett and her Black Hearts. The album is called Sinner. We heard her doing a version of the old Replacements' Chestnut Androgynous. We heard Sarah Harmer attempting to do Skyway here in the studios of CKUW. As I stare on, as useful as a, I don't know what. Paul Westerberg, come on, come on, come on, from Besterberg, an outtake from the Eventually album, and then brand new music from the Replacements from the compilation Don't You Know Who I Think I Was. And Johnny Cash is going to come in here and talk, so I better shut up and say see you next week.
The copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostile.